You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
I want to gamble. I never want to hear those words out of your mouth again. Gambling is a very serious business.
Is that clear?
Pay him. Pay that man his money.
Woo-hoo! Big bet for a big man. Sure you don't want to save a few bucks for the buffet?
Welcome to the Fabulous Big Bet Podcast, part of the DWZ Fantasy Sports Network. And here are your hosts, Memphis at DWZ Memphis and Dr. Kyle at DWZ underscore Dr. PT. And now to the fabulous big bets.
Here's an idea. Why don't you give me half the money you were going to bet? Then we'll go out back, I'll kick you in the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
You got lucky there.
Yep, it was luck.
So, that's it then. Just like a young man coming in for a quickie. I feel so unsatisfied.
And this segment is brought to you by ViridianGlobal.com. And that is the official apparel provider of the Dynasty Warzone merch. We have our t-shirts over there. We have our dad hats. We have our Jerry NWO themed hats. We have hoodies. We have Raglan's baseball season just kicking off. A Raglan is a baseball shirt where the body of the shirt is white and the sleeves are different colors. We've got some tank tops. We have our new Working Harder Than an Ugly Stripper t-shirt and so much more. This is the brainchild of myself and our graphics guru, Maddie, a.k.a. at Maddie Big Chest on Twitter. We have a ton of styles, and you want to head over there and check everything out. You simply go to Viridian Global, that is V-E-R-I-D-I-A-N, Global, ViridianGlobal.com. Search the Dynasty Warzone store, and man, you'll see all the t-shirts, hats, accessories, everything that we have available to you from a merch standpoint. They are a great sponsor, and we recommend you check them out today. That is the group over at ViridianGlobal.com. Thanks for checking them out. What's happening, everybody? Happy Thursday, and welcome to the Fabulous Big Bet. We've got some Week 3 previews, and when I say we, you know I'm not here by myself. You know I've got my partner with me.
I'm a killer. I'm the dirtiest player in the game. I know one thing, win at all costs.
Dr. Kyle, man, looking good. Got the specs on so you can see how bad I beat you in our head-to-head matchup last week. I want you, next week your ass may need some binoculars. How are you tonight, man?
I'm good, Memphis. I had a terrible weekend of betting, and then on Monday morning I found $5. True story, leaving the Citibike dock. So didn't quite make up for the atrocity that was week two, but I've got the specs on today. I can only be smarter. So let's see what happens.
Yeah, you look great. And I'm what was the movie with Lindsay Lohan and Jamie Lee Curtis? Like a Freaky Friday where like things reversed. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, Freaky Friday. There was 13 going on 30 and then there was Freaky Friday.
Well, that's how I feel. Like last year, I wasn't great on my sides and totals, but I was killing it in the props. This year, it's the exact opposite. I'm in fuego on my sides and totals.
I was teasing. Teasemaster last year, and
I'm teasing and pleasing. We're destroying things. There's a lot of teasers in this week's show, so we're not going to delay that. We are going to get into the big bet tip of the week. Kyle, do you know what the big bet tip of the week is? And you kind of said it earlier before we hit the record button. By the way, for those, because you'll never see it, I don't think it even actually records. The StreamYard podcasting platform streaming service that we use does like this countdown. And it's got this weird funky music. Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're like
only naturally dance like you're in a club.
Yeah, we're just dancing like no one's watching because literally no one's watching.
Nobody.
But we decided just before we hit the button, our gambling advice of the week. Last week it was closing line value. This week it's like avoid the square mentality. And what do I mean by that?
Well, listen back to week two and listen to all my takes on all of my sides. That's what we call a square mentality.
You know, and I'll be honest, we both had it a little bit when I'll use the game that I lost. The only game that I lost last week was the Seattle Seahawks. I'm like, the Seahawks went to Indianapolis and they beat the Colts in Indianapolis. They're good. Tennessee got beat at home by Arizona. They're bad. Why wouldn't I want Seattle at home? Because remember, they're good and Tennessee's bad. So we're going to lay the 5 points like a dummy and make that common mistake. So avoid, if it feels too obvious, it's probably already priced into the line. And I still believe it's going to take the first quarter of the NFL season, the first four games, to really give us a good visual of what these teams are. Now, before we get into the body of the show, are you doing any survivor pools? Because that's something that I absolutely love doing.
I was until Seattle got beat by Tennessee.
Oh, no. Yeah.
I thought there was no way they lose straight up at home.
Oh, baby, that is not how you do it. I have, and I posted a picture of it in one of my group chats. I literally print off, it's like a grid. It's got the teams on both sides. It's got the weeks on the bottom. I literally just go through and I like, okay, I look at week one. Who do I like? And then I literally go back and I cross-reference. And I'm like, well, I can't use the Baltimore Ravens this week because I have to use them this week. I will tell you, if you're doing survivor pools, there is a stretch from week 12 through week 15 where it is a barren wasteland. Like, I know a lot of people in week one are, because it's square mentality. It's very basic, very common. Tampa Bay is good. Dallas is bad. So I will take Tampa Bay. Last week, I know a lot of people took the Browns. You know, last week, I knew it was a bit of a stretch. You know, I'm not a huge Vic Fangio guy. You know, he's technically now 2-7 in the month of September. But going to Jacksonville, as bad as that team is, I mean, those are teams that I'm going to be looking to pick off a lot. I can tell you this week, my pick is Baltimore at Detroit. Now, would I do it if I was laying the 9? We'll get into that in the body of the show. But I will tell you from a survivor pool standpoint, my bad beat last year was the New England Patriots. I made it all the way to like week 10. I was counting the money. I'm like, this shit is easy. What am I going to buy with all my money? But I lost. It was one of the contests where like you get paid incrementally as people get dropped out. So I ended up getting like $35 out of the deal. Wasn't horrible. It was a free contest. It was a free roll. Next year, that's something you and I are going to do. We're talking about doing the super contest.
Yes.
I don't know who our proxy is going to be, and that is something that I'm doing. By the way, it's a contest on pregame.com. It's probably too late for you to get involved there, but it's a gambling website. I mean, they gamble on everything, football, basketball, you name it, they've got it all. And they're always doing contests. And the first place prize in this contest is an entry into the 2022 Super Contest, which is the World Series of sports betting. The Super Bowl of football sports betting, if you will, Dr. Kyle. And
love it.
So week one, in that contest, I went 0-5. Last week, I went 4-1.
Okay.
So I'm on the road to recovery. I'm on the road to recovery. We're going to jump into some of our big bets. So we continue to fine-tune the shows. We just want to make it more consumable and interesting for you, the listener. So what we're going to do is we're going to do a quick recap of last week. Maybe drop a where we fell, where we didn't. Let's start big bets. We were both 1-0. So we leveled the season. We leveled the season. We're both 1-1 on the season on big bets. Now, what was your big bet last week?
I took Lions Packers over 48. That cashed on Monday.
They cashed like the third quarter. Like it was either like
that one looked good most of the way.
That one really. I knew we because I took that as not a big bet, but I did agree with you on that one. That one, you know, really felt like it got off on the right foot when when Detroit got the ball. And went right down and scored. Yeah. I was like, okay, that's what. And then Green Bay got the ball, and they went right down and scored. And they weren't field goals. Those were tutties. And I was like,
right.
I feel like we're on the right side. You also had the Rams minus 3.5. The hook got you.
The hook.
I mean, to put it mildly, I mean, you could have lost that one outright. Pats minus 6 could have been minus 66 the way that if they played long enough. That game was brutal. I'm going to save this next one. We both had the Sea Chickens, the Seahawks, minus 5. Again, we were suckers. Now, we did get closing line value. That one went up to like 6, 6.5, depending on the book, where it went off at game day. So we did have the better end of the value. And I'll be honest, I felt like we were in pretty good shape. Up 14 points in the fourth quarter against a running team. And they literally let Derrick Henry run them back into the game.
Yeah, I thought that was locked. Like,
Poor bit of coaching. On the Seattle side.
Yeah, I also heard they had like a ridiculous – I think they had like 10 penalties for 150 yards or something.
How do you have 10 penalties at home? Now, had it been in Tennessee, different conversation. But how do you have – and like two of them were unsportsmanlike conduct penalties, if I remember correctly, on the same drive. Oh, you might as well just fuck it. Give them 7 points. Just tie it up. It's like they wanted to lose that game. So you ended up going, and then let's go to the one that we had a little crossfire on, because this is now, I believe you owe
quickly,
me...
Quickly, just talk about it
I believe you owe me 2 units. You had the Cardinals minus 3.5. I had Minnesota plus 3.5. Minnesota should have won the game outright. Shanks Jones, the kicker for the Minnesota Vikings, missed an extra point and a field goal. Had he made the extra point, it would have been for overtime. They would have still had overtime. And had he made the field goal, they would have won straight up. But Shanks Jones, the kicker for the Vikings, did it in. But that's cool because that means that I couldn't lose. When he shanked that, I'm getting 3.5. They lost by 2. Money. So I am up to, you know, what I'm going to hold off on. This is an impromptu advertisement for Hate Brand Goods. I'm just going to hold up, get a couple more units ahead of you. Some new goat shorts coming down the line. Oh, look at this. Oh, you're wearing the
goat shorts and a little oil slick.
He's a walking advertisement for Hate Brand Goods. It's great stuff. Good for you. I am wearing our other sponsor. I am wearing Manscaped. And this shirt says, your balls will thank you. We'll get into that a little bit later in the show. I'll recap my bets. My big bet was the teaser. I teased the Broncos and the Pats down to a pick 'em. I do like the teasers, especially when I'm getting what I feel like are really, really superior teams against really bad teams. I did say that if the 49ers game got down to 3, I would take it, and it did. It actually got down to 2.5. I got it at 2.5.
I got it at 2.5. I think I texted you to get it at 2.5.
You did. You said, hey, like literally it was the day after the show. You're like, hey, it dropped it to 3. Being an Indiana resident, I immediately got that minus 3. So I went 4-1. So you went 2-3. I went 4-1. We'll breeze through the leans real quick. You had the Saints. I had the Saints. We both missed that one.
I also the
Saints beat the Packers. They must be good.
Missing, yeah. And then I did the injury report, and I talked about all the defensive guys that were going to be missing from the Saints. I'm like, even the day after we recorded, I'm like, I don't feel good about the Saints, but I wasn't going to go try and.
Yeah, once it's recorded, these people act on the information, so we got to own our record. I did lean to the Rams, so we took that one together. The Bears over 44.5 in the game against the Bengals, didn't get there. You also leaned to the Eagles, so you got there. And you also leaned Chargers and Chiefs. So on your leans, you went 1-4, I went 1-2. So overall, on the season, you on bets are 6-7, 1-1 on big bets. On actual bets, I'm 7-2. I'm in fuego, and I'm 1-1 on big bets. Aline's, where you're 6-6, I'm 4-5. So on the season, we are winners. We are winners on the season. We are off to a pretty good start. In a pretty week-to-week league, I feel like we're doing okay. So let's get into this week's show. So what I'm going to do, I didn't prep you for this, but that's all right. You're like Jerry. You never do any homework, so it's fine. It's fine.
I just make spreadsheets for a living now. Jesus Christ, Memphis.
And you cut me off at
the... Slaving over the computer.
Slaving over a hot spreadsheet. No, he does. He does. He writes the spreadsheet. He gets our big bets up there. And I did go in, though, by the way. I did go in and update the lines to where they were perfectly square with the current DraftKings numbers. So if we don't have anything on a game at all, either one of us, we're just going to skip it. Saints-Patriots, currently Patriots at home, laying 2.5. I got nothing. I got nothing. I think part of the reason why you saw the Saints look so rough last week is that they had an injured Marcus Davenport, an injured Marshawn Lattimore, one of their better safeties. I always forget his name. It's the hyphenated name, dude. Just a lot of players out. We know those guys should be back this week. We know this is a pivotal game for both teams. I'm a little curious about that 41.5, but the Patriots are a play at safe offense, and the Saints have no real receiving weapons. Is it Juwan Johnson? Is it Adam Trautman? Is it Marquez Callaway? By the way, if you're a Dynasty gamer or a Fantasy gamer, please don't tell me you fell for the Marquez Callaway trap. He was the Marquez banana in the tailpipe Callaway trap. We warned you about this on the Dynasty Warzone, by the way. So I got nothing there. You had nothing there. Colts and Titans. I got nothing. I wouldn't make a move on this without any information on Carson Wentz. He was not wearing a walking boot today. Now, if you had a mild, I don't know how you can have a mild, but you're a doctor, so let's get your opinion real quick. Yeah. If you had a mild high ankle sprain but were not wearing DOS boot, what does that tell you? I mean, I know that's limited information and doctors need information. What does that tell you? He's just standing there at a press conference, no boot, and he's a quarterback, not a running back. So I know it's a little different, but thoughts?
Well, I don't understand how, like, I don't know if I've ever even heard of a mild high ankle sprain, but I don't know. Was he ever in a boot? I mean, it bodes well for him. If he's not in a boot today, it means he's
after the game. He was. I'm assuming it was the precautionary boot.
Yeah.
Is there such thing as a precautionary boot?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they'll, you know, my foot hurts. Like, get a boot on it and, you know, we'll figure it out within the next few hours. So, there's precautionary MRIs in the NFL. Like, you know, when you got unlimited resources, everything is just in case.
Sure. When they do it to us laymen, it's just a way to drive up the price tag. No offense to the industry, pal, but I know how this shit works. All right. Neither one of us had anything on the Jets or the Broncos. I will just say, the over-under is 41. That is the lowest on the board. And I'm just kind of curious, can the Broncos score? The Carolina Panthers put up, like, what, 19 on the Jets, and then Uncle Bill and the team only put up, like, 22, 24 in that neighborhood. So it's not like the Jets are going to score. I mean, as crazy as it sounds, if I had to lean anything on that game, I may lean the under.
I just get nervous with turnovers.
Yeah, that's the whole thing about these super low turnovers. It could be like 21-17 with like a minute left, and all of a sudden you get a junk field goal that means nothing to make it 20-21 because coaches do dumb shit, and you wind up, you know, getting a push or even worse. So not a whole lot on there, but we do have a lot of action on the other games. So let's start with our leans. Let's give us your first lean, Dr. Kyle. You got a teaser. You're copying my swag. We call that a swagger jack, but you're jacking my swag on the teasers, and I'm kind of joking because you were the big teaser guy last year.
I was teasing.
But I'm hitting them this year.
Total sides, in-game, out-of-game. My first lean is I'm going to tease Buffalo down to -2. I guess the current line is 7.5, so you can tease them down to 1.5 now, getting them through the key number of 3. They're at home. They haven't looked great, but they're playing smart football. And I just don't think, I think with Buffalo, we have home field. We're going to have the coaching advantage. We have the quarterback advantage. And then I think Buffalo's defense might be their defensive line, their pass rush might be one of their strong points right now. So if we can get Josh Allen playing above average Josh Allen, I think Buffalo wins this one outright. You know, 7.5 is a scary number, but I'm teasing it, and I'll bring up the other leg in a little bit.
Well, go ahead and complete the teaser for them in case they're writing this down.
Okay.
Because it's a game that I had nothing on, so we might as well just wrap this beauty of a teaser up right now.
I'm going to tease the Rams up to 7.5. They are home dogs against the Bucs, whose defense has been, you know, suspect so far. Everybody sees Tom Brady has thrown 9 touchdown passes, and they probably assume he's going to throw, quick math, 9 times 17 over 2, 1,500 touchdown passes this week. And so I'm going to take...
That's reasonable math.
I'm going to take the home team, and I'm going to get them more than a touchdown. And I just... I think this is going to be the first real challenge for the Bucs on the road in an environment that is going to be probably a little unfriendly to them. So I'm going to tease the Rams up to 7.5 to go along with teasing Buffalo down to what is currently 1.5.
It is still 1.5. So that would be correct. You would be teasing Buffalo down to 1.5, the Rams up to 7.5. Here's my thing. As vaunted as we're returning all of our starters on defense, as Tampa Bay's defense is coming into the season, they gave up 29 to the Cowboys in week one and then had 10 days off. That matters. They had 10 days off, played an Atlanta team that literally got 6 points against the Philadelphia Eagles to then hang, what, 30-some-odd? And that game was really close in the third quarter. And then Matt Ryan had basically back-to-back pick sixes to the same dude. I think it's Mike Edwards, if I remember correctly. So it's a little misleading. And this game's in L.A.
Yeah.
So even if Tampa Bay manages to pull off the victory, I can see a high-scoring game. I'm not touching 55.5. But I didn't have much on that. But I do like that. I will say this. I'll just jump into one of my leans because it could be the other teaser leg that I would like better. And maybe you can mix and match this with some of your teasers. The Vikings. I would lean teasing the Vikings up to 7.5. Take that 6-point teaser. Because I think there's a good shot that they could beat the Seahawks straight up. This is a desperate team. They've got to have this win. And it's going to be a really, really tough game. And we just saw that Seattle had a very tough time against the run. We know that the Minnesota Vikings have an excellent running back in Dalvin Cook. And here's the thing. If you play fantasy football, and a lot of us do, we do both, in a standard basic bitch ESPN scoring league, Kirk Cousins in the last two games has scored 24.7 and then like 24.2 fantasy points. He's been very consistent. And so for that reasons, I would tease that up, but I like all three. My other lean was Detroit. I think 9's a lot. Big win. A couple of emotional wins and losses for the Ravens. You had the letdown overtime thriller with the Raiders. Then the big comeback against the Chiefs. I don't think that the Ravens lose this game, but I just don't think that the... And I also would lean toward the under. I see you're leaning, oh, it's one of your likes. Uh-oh. And we'll debate that when you get there. So those are my leans. I lean Detroit plus the 9, and I do lean Vikings at 1.5. But I would also consider using that for a teaser leg. You have two more leans. Lean into it, sir.
It feels a little square, but Pittsburgh -3. I feel like that number is probably going to move in the direction where you're probably going to have to hang on to the hook there. Steelers, you know, you want to talk about a desperate team. 0-2, playing the Bengals in division.
1-1, sir. They beat Buffalo. Every team in the AFC North is 1-1.
Okay. It feels like a must-win for the Steelers. They just lost at home against the Raiders, coming off a huge disappointment there. I just don't think the Bengals have enough. I mean, Zach Taylor is Zach Taylor. I don't think they have enough to hang with a scheme that Mike Tomlin and his coordinators can, like, you know, maybe the under is the way to play this one, with the Steelers probably trying to lean on a conservative approach, not relying on Big Ben's arm in this one, and then trying to attack Joe Burrow in the pocket the best they can.
I would be more with you on the under than I would be on the Steelers. And then you have the Packers. That number has changed.
I'm changing that right now. I'm going under 44.
Okay. So that was your other lean, was the Packers. That number has moved from when you, as in Dr. Kyle, you made this spreadsheet. So it had changed on you. I want to make sure that's still an official lean. All right. So talk to me about the Packers. So you're
say that again. What changed?
The Packers. The number, they're no longer getting 3.5. They're getting 3.
Line. I mean, I still give me the better quarterback as an underdog. I know people will see probably the 49ers are 2-0. Wow, they're the better team. The Packers got walloped in week one against the Saints. But I think Aaron Rodgers taking a really, 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 really long vacation and strolling into training camp when he felt like it. I think maybe it really just took a game and a half to get cooking again. And all of a sudden it was like, whoa, did you see that pass there? That Rodgers threw to Tonyan, blah, blah, blah. I think, San Francisco has had a fairly easy run of it right now. They played Detroit in week one, new coach, a lot of new systems there. Week two, you're playing Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts, who everybody still says is, not really quarterback, NFL quarterback material. He's been, serviceable and good for fantasy. So I think, I almost think the play here, if you like the Packers, just take the money line. But I'm leaning Packers +3.
Well, you're lucky this is not an official bet because I have action on the other side. We're going to jump into that when we get into the actual likes here in just a second. But we want to tell you that the first part of the show, the leans and the recap, is brought to you by Hate Brand Goods. Again, if you're watching on the YouTube or on Twitter live stream, you'll see that Dr. Kyle is wearing a Hate Brand Goods t-shirt. He is wearing a Hate Brand Goods pair of shorts. I do have those shorts. I don't have that shirt. And that's my jam. I wore a pair to the gym tonight. I wore the Mexican blanket shorts to the gym to get my workout on. I had some squats tonight. You got to have that 5-inch inseam. Get some quad out there. Looking swole. And tomorrow, if you're listening to this on Thursday for the podcast or you're watching on YouTube, Thursday the 23rd at 3 p.m. they're doing their mystery box sale. So go to their Instagram. It's IHVIII Brand Goods on Instagram. Pretty easy to find. And they're doing a mystery sale tomorrow. And all previous sales, I can't guarantee this one, but all previous sales, the promo code Memphis will save you additional doll hairs at checkout. So head over to Hate Brand Goods. That's the HVIII.com. Find yourself something nice. Get a mystery box. Do something cool. Support the show. Use promo code Memphis and you'll save money. Dr. Kyle, you have a look on your face.
Oh, I'm dual tasking over here in Memphis.
Oh, you're just multitasking over there. Well, let's just multitask into some likes. Let's take turns. Give us your first like. We actually have a common like. You want to start with commonality?
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah, okay. Let's be on the same team a little bit here.
All right, before I rough you up here in a few. We both have the Raiders laying 4 at home against the Fish. Now, I believe the Fish came into Las Vegas last year in a fanless stadium and took them down. I'll tell you why. I like it. I think I'm getting the better quarterback. I know I'm getting the better quarterback. I'm getting the better offensive line. I believe I'm getting the better defensive line. The shine is starting to come off the rose, or whatever that saying is, on Brian Flores. I don't know necessarily that's his fault. I do think he's a good coach, but as a guy who lived the Jacoby Brissett lifestyle, he's okay, but I just don't see how they beat the Raiders. I would love to get this at 3.5 or 3, and maybe we get that closer to game time. I'm not going to bet this until game day. So it's only a bet. This is contingent upon Derek Carr playing. He's somewhat limited with an ankle right now. If for any reason he has a turn for the worse and he does not play, this is a no bet. So I will wait until Sunday. If I don't like the line, maybe I don't bet it. But if you're doing anything with this game today for me, I'm going Raiders. I'm getting a better QB in the trenches. I love the offensive line looks better than we thought. And you know what? Here's the thing. And if you can go back and look at their hockey team, Black Knights or the Golden Knights or whatever the Knights nice. Are, all of those players were kind of like a mix-mashed veteran, whatever you call it. But they talked about having a real home field advantage in Vegas. And I tell you, I go back and you watch that Baltimore game in Vegas. That place was rocking.
Yep.
And you know, it's Vegas. I don't care that it will be basically like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock on the Vegas Strip. No one cares. The DJ will be spinning. The bottles will be popping. It'll be a party up in the Black Death Roomba. And I think the Raiders get it done. So those are most of the reasons why I went Raiders over. I would, like I said, I would love to get better than 4, but 4 is my limit. I will stay there.
I like it. Yeah. You hit all the points I think I was going to hit. Definitely one of them being we could see in like a year or two that they're talking about that Vegas stadium home field advantage in the same light of Seattle, Kansas City, the Superdome, or whatever the Caesar Superdome, whatever that is now. And yeah, it's the Dolphins are, I don't know. They just seem like they seem very vanilla as a team right now. I just don't see them hanging with, you know, look at the, all of a sudden the Raiders look like they have one of the teams with some of the best weapons in the NFL. Let's move on to the next one.
I just want to make sure that this does kind of feel like the square side.
Yeah.
That the square side would be the Raiders have won 2 in a row. They beat the Steelers. They beat the Ravens. So they must be really, really good. We've fallen into a black and silver trap before with these very Raiders. But I do agree. I think I'm getting, like I said, the QB advantage, the offensive defensive line advantage. So for those reasons, I will go. So there's one. Let's go to my next one because it's a crossfire. From where we are. Yeah, I hate to do it to you, but it's just gonna be
smash.
I gotta smash you again. Smash, the number moved. San Francisco laying 3 at home. You know, this is not an Aaron Rodgers take. This is a Green Bay Packers take. I watched the Packers give up, 38 points to Jameis Winston? 5 tutties on 20 throws? I just watched him, you know, again, the fourth quarter he had an interception and a bad fumble. But I watched Jared Goff through 2.5 quarters play even with Aaron Rodgers. And I've seen the last 2 times that Green Bay went into Santa Clara and played in Levi's Stadium. It wasn't pretty. It wasn't pretty. And do you know what's the New Orleans Saints and the Niners have in common? They're a tough, gritty team. And Green Bay is soft as Charmin. And I don't like them going. I don't like them on a 6-day work week. I don't like them going into a place that has traditionally been a house of horrors for them. The one upside I could see for Green Bay is that they are not facing Robert Saleh. But I think that defense is really good. And I just, you know, it was, like I said, there was no pull away from the Packers. And they were doing that against the craptastic Lions defense. So, yes, I'm getting the inferior quarterback, but I think I'm getting the better coach. I think I'm getting the home field. I think I'm getting a more physical team. I'm not going to back the finesse team. And for those reasons, I am going San Fran -3. I was really impressed. You know, I got to tip my cap to Philadelphia. Their offensive and defensive lines are the truth. They are nasty. I mean, again, we'll go back to the Falcons and Tampa Bay. The Falcons got their teeth kicked in against Philadelphia at home, literally scored 6 points, to then the very next week put up over 30 against the Super Bowl champions, who are supposed to be a defensive, strong team. And I think that speaks volumes to what Philly's defense can do. So I'm not concerned about the 17 points or whatever it is that they scored against the Eagles. I think they're going home, first home game of the season, against a pretty important win for them. So I'm going to go San Francisco. I'm going to lay the 3. I wouldn't lay the 3.5. And I'm going home favorite. How about that for square?
Let's rock a unit on that. I'm up
2 units. I had a carryover from last year. I'm up one this year.
I'm going to move in the right direction for me, or it'll just hit enough units where I'm just going to pay for your flight to come have a beer with me in New York City.
You got it. Mrs. Memphis would love it. So we had there's my second bet. I have Raiders -4. You have Raiders -4. I have San Francisco -3. And And your next bet has to do with some scoring in what looks to be NYC, just down the street.
Just down the street and then onto the subway and then across the Secaucus and then onto a little transfer train and then to MetLife Stadium.
Hold on a second. Did you say caucus?
Hey, no.
All right, I'm just checking.
Caucus.
Oh, Seacock.
Hey, now.
All right, I'm sorry.
I'm taking over 47.5 Giants and Falcons. The Giants defense has been lackluster. I won't say their offense has been great, but we just saw them hang. How much? What did they hang on Washington?
I think it was
week?
28 or 29. It was. Yeah, it was one went way 30. Over. Yeah, I think the 27. No, it was 28-29, if I remember correctly.
29-30. Close enough. And we've now seen the Falcons have given up 1,000 points in their first two games. Now I'm going to pull them up real quick. So they gave up 30 over 60. To the Eagles.
Yep, and like they 35.
Gave up, yeah, 30 something to the Bucs. I think people see this as probably a quick glance to like Atlanta's offense wasn't great. And Giants defense, oh, Joe Judge, Giants defense, under. I'm going the opposite way. I think Saquon Barkley is going to look the best he's looked all year. I think Kenny Golladay is going to look the best he's looked all year. I think Danny Dimes is going to have the easiest time staying upright in the pocket. So I don't want to say I like the Giants here, but by saying I like the Giants offense, I'm going to take the over. I could easily see them putting up 30 points. This one looks like, you know, 30-24. So over 47.5, like smash.
Oh, hey, I can get behind that. I mean, I'm not going to put it on my resume, but I could easily see one of these teams scoring 30. I don't see a clear winner to where I want to lay points or just take three, but I can see where you're going this way.
Smash.
All right. So my third bet of the week is I'm going to Monday Night Football, Eagles hosting the Cowboys. I'm going under 52. This feels 3 to 5 points high to me. I think we're just thinking the Eagles. I think we're thinking the Cowboys. We saw the Cowboys put up 29. We saw the Eagles put up a bunch on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in week one. But for me, I just saw the Eagles defense play really, really tough against a really good San Francisco offense. You can say what you want, and I understand that the Cowboys, when healthy, probably have the better overall weapons. But I get CeeDee Lamb, Amari Cooper, Michael Gallup, who didn't play last week, Blake Jarwin, Zeke, and Pollard. Are they that much better than Kittle, Debo, Ayuk, a healthy Elijah Mitchell? I don't know. I know that front in Philly is nasty. They've given up 23 total points on the season. And this is a primetime game. But I also believe that Dallas's defense is sneaky underrated. I think it's improved under the former head coach of the Falcons. I'm drawing a blank on his. I could see his face. Mike.
Dan Quinn.
Dan Quinn. I said Mike Quinn, but it's Dan Quinn. And, you know, if there was ever a linebacker built to somewhat contain Jalen Hurts in the pocket and make you beat them vertically, Micah Parsons. Micah Parsons. That dude is an animal.
They're like, let's just put him on the line this week.
No big deal. We're just going to have you play out of position. We know you're normally a rush linebacker. We're going to have you put a hand in the dirt and play a little D end. So that they should get Randy Gregory back. I think he was a COVID case. DeMarcus Lawrence is hurt, so he won't be back. But I think this Dallas defense is sneaky good. Jalen Smith is healthy for now. Vander Esch is healthy for now. Diggs, the corner, playing real well. So I think Dallas's defense, although has it gotten better a little, but I just don't see this game getting 52. If this final score ends up being 27-24, I still get the money. So for me, I'm going under 52. I would love to see that number trickle up to like 54. But right now, my third bet of the week, I'm going under 52, Cowboys, Eagles. Dr. Kyle. You only have four?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You're going to have to maybe find some. Well, here, don't force it. If you, how about this? We'll make a deal with the listeners. If you find a fourth, you'll tweet it out this weekend at @DWZ_DrPT.
Done. Yeah.
If it ain't right, it ain't right. Maybe you don't tweet out a fourth. Maybe you tweet out like a nice picture of you and your wife having lunch. Maybe, Dogs. You post on YouTube your injury report for the week. We'd love to know what's going on with Carson Wentz and his feet. But for now, you have one more bet that you like before we're going to get into your big bet.
Yep. I'm leaving the Meadowlands. I'm gonna scoot down to Newark. I'm gonna hop on a plane. I'm gonna take the red eye to Kansas City, where I'm gonna take the 6.5 points for the Chargers. Yeah,
that feels very sharp. That feels very sharp by you.
Thank you.
Not square.
You know what I did? I said, what would Kyle have done in week 2? He would have taken the Chiefs. And this week I was like, I'm not going to do what I did last week. So I'm going to do what I'm going to do this week. And, yeah, if you were me, I'd be you. And then I'd use your body, get to the top. Yeah, Chargers +6.5. The Chiefs, since the beginning of last year, hold on, I got the numbers, are the second worst team in the NFL against the spread, 8-13. And I believe that streak, what I think, like, end of year was the ugliest after they, like, they walloped the Jets, and then it was barely winning. And now we have a Chargers. Well, we know what the Chargers offense can do, but this Chargers defense, the Chargers have now been in 2 games that went under. So I think they might be set up well to, you know, look, the Chiefs don't have a run game. Clyde Edwards-Helaire ain't it. The Chiefs are, you know, now we're in what season of it just being the Mahomes, Kelce, Tyreek Hill show. Lots of familiarity in division. So, yeah, I'm not going to go on too long about that, but I'm taking Chargers. I've already taken Chargers +6.5. So let's go.
Hey, I don't hate it at all. I don't know how, you know, Kansas City's offense is really good, but my fear is that teams are, this is always my fear when you have like something that's really working in the NFL and then a really good coach or team exposes it. And I'm starting to see a pattern where you're never going to stop or completely shut down Tyreek Hill. But what I saw in the Super Bowl and what I saw Sunday night with the Chiefs, excuse me, with the Ravens and Chiefs, is that if you can double and really limit Tyreek Hill from beating you in those quick hitter plays, and you just make Pringle and Hardman and Kelce and the rest of the cast beat you, fine. It feels like the teams that have had the ability to either keep up and or beat the Chiefs have done that. And I know that the Chargers have a good secondary. Derwin James is healthy. And I could see where this ends up being a high-scoring game. I don't think the 55.5 over-under is too far off. But if I have nothing on this game, but if I do have something kind of. But I would
without, segue into that.
Let's say okay. I will segue into that. So that's one. That's my final regular bet before my big bet. And I have a teaser, another 2-team, a 6-point teaser. I am going to tease the Browns at home hosting Justin Fields and the Bears. I am going to tease the Browns down to -1. So basically the Browns are going to win the game. And I'm going to tease the Chiefs down to 0.5. I think that's a field goal game in Kansas City. I think the Chiefs win. It feels like the Chargers lose 2 weeks in a row basically the same way. Mm-hmm. Little last-minute field goal action. I think that game's close. But I think both the home teams, the contenders, the Super Bowl teams are really going to show out. So for me, it's another simple 6-point teaser. Teasing the Browns down to -1, teasing the Chiefs down to -0.5. I just can't see the Chiefs going 1-2. So I'll take them in what's basically a pick 'em. Thoughts on that one before we roll into them big bets?
Nope, those are solid teasers. That's teasing 101 and teasing 102 in 1.
And here's the thing, maybe you don't like the Chiefs leg this week, right? But you have to do it right now because the books are only going to take so much teaser action. And they're going to bump these up to like 8 and 9, or they're going to cut them down to like 5.5. And they're going to force you to bet through the key number of 0, which makes it technically non-profitable. So I completely can see that both ways. But yeah, if you're on this teaser action with us, you got to do it now because it won't be as good on Sunday. Is that correct? That's what happened week one for sure. If you remember week one, there were like, what, 5 or 6 good teaser legs out there?
Yep.
And then all of a sudden come game day, they had all floated up to 9. So for me, I'm going to take the Browns down to -1, Chiefs down to -0.5, 2-team teaser. All right, Dr. Kyle, without further ado, it is big bet time. Big bet brought to you by Manscaped.com. You know what? You want to make your bets look better. You want to make your junk look better. You want to celebrate a win? Shave your junk. And you can save money by going to Manscaped.com. You use promo code ZONE. That's ZONE. You know I have our reference here every week. He's a big supporter.
Ritualistically shaved my testicles. There really is nothing like a shorn scrotum. It's breathtaking. I suggest you try it.
Facts. Hard facts. And don't forget to clean up your back door back there. That area gets all sorts of a mess. You get like swamp ass in the summer, and it's just a mess. And it's easy. Manscaping, perfect tools for your family jewels. Can't recommend it enough. They do have packages and lotions and sprays, and it will make your junk smell good. But just make it look good. If you don't take my word for it, as you're driving around and you start seeing the leaves fall off the trees, you know what you notice? The trunk of the tree a lot more because there's no leaves there. Trim up your tree, show off your trunk, and make life a little bit easier. A little FaceTime. I'm not talking iPhone. You know what I'm saying? So, manscaped.com, promo code ZONE, ZONE. Step your game up, make your junk look better. Get the tools for your family jewels.
Hey now.
All right, Dr. Kyle, without further ado, talking about manscaped.com, promo code ZONE, let's get into your big bet. You got an over, you got a total, you're going over a number.
Yep. Went back to the total last week, and I'm going back to a similar well this week. We're scooting out of Kansas City, and we're moving on up to the Motor City. I'm taking Detroit and Baltimore over 49.5. That's right. Not 50 cars, 49.5. No, I said it backwards. Anyway, I'm going to use that same joke anytime I got a 49.5 total because Nicolas Cage, why not? Detroit's defense, we've now seen it sieve up some points, 30-plus to Green Bay, 30-plus to San Francisco. Baltimore has now scored points in back-to-back games. Let's pull it up real quick. We got 36 against the Chiefs and 27 against the Raiders. So that takes care of that. But what's also nice about the Lions is they might be down, but they're going to be biting for kneecaps. They didn't do it so great in the second half this past week. But I can – as long as Detroit scores 20 points, I just think it's – an easy number for them to hit. One of the strengths of Detroit right now is their offense. Jared Goff is being protected. He's comfortable throwing to Hawkinson, his running backs, and even these young wide receivers that are stepping up. And the Ravens defense has looked, you know, relatively pedestrian other than last week they were able to shut down Tyreek Hill in a key victory. And again, you talked about coming off two emotional wins. Maybe the defense just plays with a little bit less energy this week. And that allows Goff and Swift and Hawkinson to move the ball downfield. You know, just maybe 3 touchdowns. That's all we need out of Detroit and over 49.5. Bing, bang, boom. Big bet hit. See you next week. 2-1.
Is that like a New York thing? You know, that felt very Joe Pesci from Goodfellas. Bang, pow, boom. Is that what that's like? That's what it felt like.
I'm not a real New Yorker. I'm from upstate New York.
So you're from upstate New York. Yeah. So you're not like from the city.
No. I mean, I've been here for 10 years now, but.
I mean, it's shameful. Well, I'm just sitting here looking for, I'm going to give you a couple of things that make me agree. Do you know who is 31st in the league in points allowed or second to last?
Detroit.
It's the Detroit Lions. They're giving up 38 points a game right now. Do you know who would be 29th?
Baltimore.
Surprisingly, the Baltimore Ravens giving up 32.5 points per game. And, you know, like you've said, the offense in Detroit has been very willing.
And I think Jared Goff and this offense is going to continue to do some things. I would tell you to keep an eye on the Ravens defense. I had nothing on this game, but because you're my pal, you're my homie, I did do a little research into this one for you. So I'm not going to give it a full cosign. I have my own big bet, though. Are you ready?
Let's get big.
Since I beat you last time, and I'm 4-1 last week, I'm going to get a little cocky, just a little cocky.
But the cream will rise to the top, oh yeah.
You know, sometimes I felt like saying this.
Look at me.
Look at me!
I want the attention. I want the spotlight. I'm a whore. I'm a whore. My big bet this week is I'm going to do another teaser. They've been very, very good to me. So I'm going to continue to roll them. I'm going to do a two-teamer. I'm going to take Carolina on Thursday night. The number's still at 8. I'm going to tease that down to 2. That's just kind of like insurance. You know, this Texans team's scrappy. And while I think the number is pretty fair, the number moved almost 4 points when Tyrod Taylor got hurt, going to miss the game, and it went from 4.5 to 8. And I saw it as high as 8.5, but right before the recording of the show, it was 8. I'm going to tease Carolina down to -2. The Arizona Cardinals going back across country. They're playing the hapless Jacksonville Jaguars. I'm going to tease them down from 7 to -1. I just need the Cardinals to win the game. I don't see the Jaguars winning any games this year. I really don't. That team looks lost. They look lost on offense. I saw a stat came out the other day that Trevor Lawrence leads the league in uncatchable throws at 36%. I don't think he knows what to do mentally. I don't think Urban Meyer knows what to do mentally. So here's an interesting stat. Dr. Kyle, you love a good interesting stat.
And some boring ones.
Trevor Lawrence had never lost a regular season game in his career. Not high school, not college. Now, he had lost the playoff game a couple of years ago in college, but he had never lost a regular season game, and now he's lost 2 in a row. And for all this bullshit, and I'm going to sound like a very protective Colts fan, that, you know, he was going to be the next Andrew Luck, that's bullshit. Andrew Luck took the team that he got drafted number 1 overall to.
Team on his back like Greg Janney.
He strapped him on like a backpack and drug him to 11-5 in the playoffs that year. You know, I think he's got all the tools. I don't think you're going to see the best out of Trevor Lawrence until Urban Meyer is the USC head coach. That's not a prediction. That's poking fun. But that's my big bet. I'm going to go Carolina minus the deuce. I'm going to tease it from 8 down to 2. I'm going to tease the Cardinals from 7 down to 1. And those are going to be my 5 big bets, Dr. Kyle. I'm going to ride this hot streak. You know what the cool part is I'm not going to go 0-5, but I could go 0-5 and still be .500. That's how hot we've been coming out of the chute. It's been a good run to start the week, man. What are you going to be looking for? Is there any numbers that you're going to keep an eye on? You don't get any mulligans. Once the show's in the ether, you're on the hook. And now, as a team, I do have our collective record on the season. Are you ready?
Let's go.
On the season, we're 2-2, so .500 on big bets. We are 13-9 as a tandem on bets, and then our leans are 10-11. So I'm keeping track of all those for us so that we can move along. But that would be what's known as profitable on the season. We'd be barely beating the juice. We'd be right around even. You're welcome. I'm carrying you like a backpack. But that's cool, man. There's going to be times where you carry me.
I'm going to beat you to the teaser next week, too.
Oh, well, you write the show sheet. How the hell could you not beat me to it?
I know. Yeah, I don't know. I want to see all these threes. I'm going to see where these threes land. There's not a lot of threes.
There are a lot of threes. You know what? That was the original joke when Johnny Manziel got drafted to the Cleveland Browns, that he was going to be hitting more threes than LeBron. If you know, you know. But that's the show. And Dr. Kyle, I appreciate you. You're going to be back on YouTube tomorrow doing a little injury update for the people, talking a little Jarvis Landry, a little Carson Wentz. I think you got
a lot of names this week. Holy hell. Some of them are going to be rapid fire, and I'm going to get to some that maybe have a little bit more explanation. But trying to keep it, you know, 10 to 12 minute range.
Are you going to be on the palatial balcony there at 316 Doctor Street, you know, on the palatial balcony with the dogs?
Yeah, It might be. I got to take the dogs to the groomer tomorrow, so it could be. Could be me without the dogs. I could also be in the
Sands dog
offense. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what the schedule brings tomorrow.
There's reason enough. There's a tease right there. Speaking of teasers, there's the tease of the show.
Yeah,
you want to tune in tomorrow.
On a balcony in New York City.
I do know what you're going to get. You're going to get fantastic injury advice from a board-certified doctor of physical therapy. But what you don't know, you don't know where he's going to do it. He could be from his office at work. He could be on his palatial balcony at the estate there at the Dr. Kyle residence.
All 476 square feet of the estate.
Could be with dogs. Could be no dogs. You won't know until you tune in and watch. So not only will you get sweet, sweet injury info, you'll get to learn a little bit more about Dr. Kyle. I know I'm excited. I'll be tuning in. I can't wait.
I can't wait either, Memphis. If I get an idea what time it's going to be, I'll tweet it out just to give people a heads up.
There you go. You can jump on live on YouTube, but you won't have to. You won't have to find his tweet because you're subscribed. Dynasty Warzone on YouTube. It'll give you an alert. Hey, video has gone live. And you'll get to hang out with Dr. Kyle. Hey, if you got a minute, go over to Apple iTunes and leave us a rating and review. Please share the show everywhere. We're covering redraft. We've got Dynasty. We've got gambling. We've got best ball. We've got DFS. And speaking of DFS, Lou and Tyler have been in fuego with the cash game lineups over at the DFS show that's known as the Daily Destroyer. There you go. That's a show, Dr. Kyle.
We did it.
I didn't realize you were yawning. I thought you were going to start beatboxing. I'm a little disappointed. I was hoping for one. I mean, you're from the streets of New York. Some old school hip hop beatboxing. Well, anyway, on behalf of
that hair is from the streets of New York.
And that hair is from the town of Mayberry. But anyway, on behalf of that man, Taco Meat at DWZ Dr. PT. I am at DWZ Memphis. And until next time, here at the Big Bet, we like to remind you that money won is twice as sweet as money earned. Remember to check out manscaped.com, promo code ZONE. Check out hate brand the, HVIII.com, promo code Memphis. Don't forget the mystery box sale on the 23rd. And until next time, thanks for tuning in. Have a great week.
It's Hate Brand Goods. That's my company. That is what we've started. I hope you guys have checked it out. If you want to go over to thehate.com, hate for me means it's about self-improvement. It's this self-motivation through self-loathing, this bit of loathing of not tolerating your own bullshit, that little voice that says today's good enough or what we did's fine or no one's going to know that I'm taking today off. Like, fuck all that, man. I know. Like, I hold that standard. I'm accountable to me. And that's it. That's why I chase goals. I do it because of me. I don't do it because of what someone else is going to think of it or what someone else's approval is. And it's about holding yourself to that. The rest of that motivation can fade, but as long as you're in control of being able to make you do the shit you want to do, you're golden, man. So head over to thehate.com, use code UN, and save yourself some cash.
$1,000 is a cool G, as we call it back home. Are you at liberty to play for that, Stanley? Would you prefer to play for smiles?